You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We have got Gideon Voon and Philly James from Shepherd's Rain in here. Kia ora koutou. It's nice to have you both in the studio. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Good, thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So nice to have you up here. And you've been releasing some great singles ahead of an album, which is coming out very soon. Also, you're off on tour too to play a bunch of shows. Alamai is the name of the record, and Nafanua is the name of the new single. I'd love to know a little bit about the story behind this track, because like a lot of stuff that you guys have done in your music, it's drawing on a lot of mythology and a lot of storytelling. What is Nafanua about?
Yep. So Nafanua is the name of Samoa's goddess of war, and we're pretty much explaining the story on her as a symbol of our gratitude to the women in our families and the females in our lives. So yeah, it was really, we just wanted to sing about them, the unsung heroes sort of thing, especially our mothers and, you know, sisters and family members.
It's a really it's a really powerful track, which I feel like is such an easy word to use for you guys, because there's so much power in all of the songs that you put out there. It's the nature of the type of music you make. But this one particularly has got a real, like, weight to it, I think, coming from that, you know, relationship with your family, that you can kind of feel through that narrative. What was it for you that was interesting about bringing the story of Nafanua as the kind of, like, metaphor almost for speaking about the women in your lives?
For us, I think it was more on the cultural side. Nafanua has been used by orators, like high chiefs in our culture, in Samoan culture. And I thought that it's a good idea if we used it in our songs as well, especially because, you know, we're trying to incorporate metal and Samoan, and what better way to do it than to follow what the orators are doing, follow what our chiefs are doing.
Yeah, totally. It does make a lot of sense for, you know, a very, like, vocal musical form, that, you know, the type of music that uses so much vocal power, to be also, like, paired with that oratory practice is, you know, makes perfect sense. It's the thing that you guys have done for a long time. What's it like for you, Gideon, when you kind of bring your guitar sounds into this? How does the process of creating a Shepherd's Rain track actually happen? What comes first, the words, the music, the riffs? What's the process like?
I guess, yeah, normally someone will bring in like a heavy-ass riff.
Yep.
Like, I think this was the case for this one. Our drummer actually he made up a lot of the riffs. He brought in all the riff ideas. We made an arrangement around it, see what musically what fits, and then I guess my understanding is that Philly takes it, see what emotion and story it evokes within himself, and then he just, yeah, we bring it all together, and then, yeah.
Where do you guys practice? Do you have a practice space that you go to, or, like, is it do you jam away separately and then bring it all together? What's it look like?
A bit of both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, usually jamming in someone's garage.
Nice.
We're still that garage band.
Yeah.
Hard. Yeah. Stay true to those garage roots. Oh, yeah. I feel. Oh, yeah. It must be. Do you go knock on the neighbor's door and be like, "We're just having a practice now"? Just so you know.
No, we're from South Auckland, so they're used to all the heavy parties that go on in the weekends.
Yeah.
Our rehearsal's just another bit of noise in the background.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah. I can imagine kind of like sonic tapestry on a Friday night with the different different kick-ons going in people's garages.
Exactly, yeah.
A little bit of metal coming out of yours. So what's going to be, I guess, the world of this album? Because there's been three really distinct tracks come out dealing with, you know, really different subject matter, ranging from love songs through to big grief and anger tracks. What's the kind of kaupapa of the whole record, if you were to sort of sum it up?
Pretty much in the name. Alamai is Samoan for awaken. So the whole idea of the album is us asking our ancestors, you know, to awaken. We're awakening our ancestors so they can help us through this new journey that we're going through. And that's the whole purpose of this band, is just calling upon them and seeing if they can help us out, take us to the world and show the world what, you know, Samoa and Pacific Islands are all about.
Yeah, hard. I want to know a wee bit about the visual world as well, because that's been a big part of this release as well. You've had some great music videos, some really powerful music videos. What was the idea behind getting, I mean, you've done it before, but really getting into that visual space, and how did you know which tracks you really wanted to do that for?
I guess, first of all, big credit to Mr. Dave Thompson from Imaginary Friends. He's just a bit of a creative genius, and he, yeah, a lot of these ideas, he just brings it to us, he gives us these ideas, and we're like, wow, that would go well with this track, or
yeah.
Sometimes we might have presented him with a track first, hey, this is one of our tracks, we'd like to do a video, and then let's see what he come up with, and
Yeah, super cool. And the world is so epic that it creates, it's got that real blend of the gods and humanity and just like the hearty riffs as well. It feels like it must be quite a lot of fun to make those videos.
Oh, how, definitely.
It's exhausting, but it is fun.
What was the shoot schedule for that like? Did you do it over just like a day or a couple of days, or what was the process?
Nothing was pretty easy. It was all done in one day. Yeah, it was a pretty tight schedule, but I'm really stoked at how he managed to make it work within that short span of time.
Yeah, totally.
I think majority of them were all one day. One day is, I think Wormasa was the only one that had a separate day for the other, the fire dancer and the different dancing.
Yeah, it's such a cool world. I feel like it's the visual part of an album cycle is always so interesting because it shows such a different, you know, side of what you guys are thinking about and what a band is exploring, or like what's on that mood board when you're creating. I think this is going to be a really exciting record. You are taking it around the country, which is very cool. You're going to be playing here at the Mothership on the 2nd of September, but you're also going to be in Otaki, Whangarei, Whanganui and New Plymouth as well. Tickets are on Under the Radar. I think we should have a listen to Ngā Whanua now. Thank you so much, guys, for coming in this morning.
No worries.
We'll catch you at the gig.
All right.
See you soon.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.